earlier were absent here. This was a more limited war. Generals on both sides were constrained not just by resources and the challenges of strategy, but by their political leaders, who walked a tightrope between local objectives and triggering a third and total world war. Perhaps for these reasons, it was a war which in many parts of the world quickly receded from the public memory. For the West, there did not seem to be a victory to celebrate. It had been a humiliating, drawn-out and expensive affair. There are very few war films about the Korean War, and it is not a period given much attention in school curricula. Even academic coverage has been light compared to the Second World War or Vietnam. In China, it is still portrayed as a victory, and for the people of Korea, its sacrifices remain very real. In the West, however, it quickly became known as the Forgotten War. Yet this was a pivotal event in world history. For the first time, the United Nations met naked aggression with robust military force. 17 member states sent troops to the defense of South Korea. Ultimately, despite the twists and turns of the conflict, the tragedies and the controversies, they won. The fact remains that the United Nations stopped an unprovoked attack on one state by another and ejected the attackers by force of arms. Millions fought in the Korean War. At least 3 million were killed, and most of them were civilians. Russian pilots flew combat missions against US aircraft, the only direct acts of war ever between the two emerging superpowers. Chinese troops intervened on a massive scale. President Dwight D. Eisenhower threatened China with nuclear attack. This was no sideshow. At times, the world was on the brink. Its repercussions are with us to this day, not just in the continuing security scares in Korea, but in subsequent events such as the Vietnam War, the evolution of the United Nations, the emergence of post-war Japan, and the development of NATO, the North Atlantic Treaty Organization, to name just a few. This, in an hour, is the Korean War. Background. Geography. The Korean Peninsula has been described as a natural state, geographically self-contained and with a culture entirely different to that of its neighbours. It is roughly 400 miles north to south and 120 miles across at its narrowest. It is mostly rugged terrain, with the Taebaek mountain chain running down its centre, making east-west communications difficult. The northern border with Manchuria, part of China, is defined by two rivers, the Yalu to the west and the Tumen to the east. The Primorsky Krai region of eastern Russia shares a 30-mile border with Korea's northeast corner as well. The important Russian port of Vladivostok is some 100 miles further to the northeast. Japan lies only 100 miles off the southeast coast. These three powerful neighbours have jockeyed for influence in the region for hundreds of years. To a degree, Korea has been caught in the middle of this rivalry. The climate may best be described as hostile. The summers are hot and dry, the winters terribly cold. Between the two, spring rains can turn much of the landscape to mud. In 1950, transport links were primitive, with very few roads or railways and only two major ports. These were at Pusan on the southeast tip and Incheon, serving the capital city of Seoul, midway up the west coast. They would become crucial during the war. Culture. The Korean language, food and mindset are unlike those of China or Japan. Such distinctions took shape through geographical isolation. From prehistory, the peninsula was relatively self-contained. Linguistically, for instance, Korean is generally accepted to be a unique language, completely unrelated to those of its neighbours. Most scholars regard the overlap with Japanese as a later phenomenon, brought about through contact. Although food is based on rice, vegetables, and fish, the cooking styles are not those of northern China. The same is true of religion, with a strong shamanistic tradition, architecture, music, and dance.